Oh, hold on. All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and we've got Grimm's Uncanny Valley with the DeLuca family. Now, the DeLuca family is done and has just been released on Steam. Unfortunately, the 8.3 version is all we have on Patreon, on itch.io right now. 27 days ago, the developer said that he would be releasing the game soon on other platforms, and I do mean the complete Season 1. So what we are playing is the 8.3 beta version, and of course you can play the full version on Steam right now, and other platforms, like it might come to GOG or some other platforms like that. But he plans to release it on a lot more, and let's get started. Oh, there's a Patreon if you want to support other seasons. I think. I don't know if they're doing other seasons. This might be fully completed, but it says, well, it said Season 1, so maybe they are doing more. Anyway, let's get started. It's a work of fiction. There may be some gore and sexual... Really? Okay, let's go.
It is a mafia
game. Yeah, it's a mafia game, guys. Full experience, only story free roaming, or VN mode? Let's go full experience. What is your name? Do you wish to skip the introduction? Do not skip. Sir, are we there yet? We will be there soon. Also, you do not need to call me sir. We'll be working together soon. Don't remind me. How did I even get in this situation? All because of a mother I haven't seen in years and a father I barely remember? Now for some damn unknown reason, I'm stuck in a contract I have no control over. But why is this guy driving so painfully slow? Sir, is it possible to drive a bit faster? There seems to be an angry driver behind us going crazy with a horn. Safety first, you never know what may happen. Oh, for the love of God.
What? A Tommy gun?
To make matters worse, the family I have to serve is an infamous criminal organization, the DeLuca family. They're the worst of the worst. They practically own the whole town. How am I gonna survive this? 30 minutes later. This is weird. It would seem the brakes have stopped working. How unfortunate. Not sure if he's joking or the brakes don't actually work. Nonetheless, due to the speed of the car, it stopped without needing a brake. And that is why it is always important to drive safely. Give me a moment. I'll assess the problem and see if it can be fixed.
So it's cut the brakes already, huh?
This is pitiful. Now that I think about it, it's a rather new-looking car. Why would it be a problem with the brakes? Someone do it, perhaps? No, can't be. Who'd be after me or this guy who is a simple servant of the family? I'm probably overthinking it. Well, to be fair, it's not every day someone like me gets dragged into this kind of environment. Well, that was fast, sir. Oh, excuse me. Well, that was fast, sir. Yes, I realized the moment I went outside that I have absolutely no idea how to fix a car, no matter the damage. So I gave up before I looked.
It took you that long to
figure it out? I seriously have a hard time detecting if he's joking or this is how he is. Luckily, the parking brake still works. Let us not delay this any further. Parking brake doesn't really sound safe. But then again, with this speed, it should be. If I may ask, do you have any enemies or kind of would want to harm you physically? No, I'm fairly sure no one bears such ill feelings toward me. I live a rather mundane life. Does he suspect the same things as me? What do you ask, sir? Do you think anything unusual is going on? No. I was just curious. Being in this line of work tends to make you question a lot of things. Also, I already told you to stop calling me sir. Where you are going, people will treat you by rank and reputation, not by your age, nor would they care if you're well-mannered. Understood. Do not misunderstand. You, of course, need to show the utmost respect and courtesy to the highest members of the family. Acting like that to any others will make you appear weak. And trust me, weak is the last thing you want to appear as. Is this really the house? It looks amazing. We have arrived. Welcome to the humble estate of the DeLuca family. What world is this humble? And they say crime doesn't pay. I must admit, the house itself looks rather modest. Well, as modest as a mansion can look. Follow me. This will be the place you'll spend the majority of your time. We also have a servant's quarters where you'll be spending the night in another building which, if my information is correct, you have no need to know about. Probably where they do the criminal thingy kinds of stuff. God, please don't send me there. We will wait at the door entrance and I shall introduce you to the people you'll be serving. Great. Training? Focus, Dom. Prepare yourself. Too far, Dom. Afraid? Fuck off.
What kind of accident is that? Definitely not a tag.
I am, no.
Yeah, see?
Don't forget about me. I didn't.
Yeah, that's why you're a bozo, man.
I'm not going that. I win. Yeah, that hurt you, asshole. You're taking the spa too far again, Dom. What's wrong with you? Excuse me, young sirs. What is going on here? Uncle Wilfred, gather up, please. So that's why you were showing off. Always the same. You're an asshole, Dom. Sorry, am I perhaps interrupting your conversation, Cesarino? Lothario? No, Uncle Wilfred. You wouldn't dare, Uncle. Would you be so kind to tell me why the three of you are training here in front of the estate? Well, Gamma was full, so we were searching for a place to train. We met Mother on our way through Lucania, and she said we could just train here. I see. How kind of her. However, you will leave. This is not your private training area. Have I made myself clear? Yes, Uncle. Sir Grimm, if you'd be so kind to introduce yourself to these young sirs here, they will be your colleagues and may perhaps become your new friends. Doubt that. To the left we have Cesarino. If you have help getting around Lucania, he will be your guide. Ha! Tour guide role fits you. To the far right we have Lothario. He is very loud. Didn't have to do me like that, Uncle. And then we have Domenico. Domenico the show-off.
Domenico Republico.
A show-off that is, however, able to back it up. He is one of our rising stars. But maybe you'll be able to get ahead of him, sir. Surely you're joking. I'm just an average guy. I have no skills. Meet me at the front entrance once you're done with introducing yourself. Wait, just tell him my name and let me get out of here. My head still fucking hurts, Dom, you piece of shit. So, what's your name? Why are you going into the state, if you don't mind me asking? I'm Grimm. I don't know the details of why I'm here. Something to do with a contract. Why wouldn't you know your contract's details unless it's one of those kinds of contracts? Are you son of an important Don? I'm not. I'm really just someone unimportant. I think there may even be a misunderstanding. You're not from Lucania. I said you're not from Lucania. That's true. I'm not from here. Don't do anything to make people look down on our town or family. Don't be a douche, Dom. Ignore him, Grimm. Second time, you did not hear what I said? Are you deaf or just dumb? Do anything to make people look down on us and I'll teach you a lesson, drossy eyes. Too afraid to speak? What an annoying guy. Should I teach him a lesson? He didn't really look that impressive during a sparring match.
Kick him in the nuts. Finishing move.
Nah. Sure. I understand. I can't be bothered with these low ranks. They're useless. What was that? This guy has no backbone. What a pussy. That's not the issue. Dom, why you always go too far? We're supposed to make him feel welcome.
Too far.
He wouldn't be dumb if he wasn't dumb.
You ought to practice your Christopher Walken. That'd be a good...
I need chicken for dinner and then we'll put a hit.
That is true. Shot it. This house is huge. I wonder how many people I have to serve. If I may ask, who exactly lives here? Certainly, the people living in this house are two daughters and the boss, the son and his wife, and the boss, of course. Speaking of the members of the house, here comes one. Here we go.
Oh, well.
Gracie DeLuca, the youngest of the DeLuca members and our town's very own princess. Oh, wow. She's stunning. Dang. Did you notice how I was looking at her? Remember now, she's the one you're supposed to serve, so what's ever on your mind right now, forget it. Understood. Lady Gracie, I want to introduce you to our newest employee, Mr. Grimm. Mr. Grimm actually fucking fits.
They call me Mr. Grimm.
Hello, I look forward to being useful around here. Sorry, that was supposed to be the girl voice.
If you need a hand with anything, you can hit me up.
What the hell is my role? All I know is I'm forced to be here because of a contract. Welcome, and very nice to see a new face around here. I'm looking forward to you being useful, even though I don't understand what that implies. I'm sorry, I haven't really been told what my duties are yet. Did they really not tell you what you're going to be doing here? That's kind of funny. Not really. Well, if you have any questions, you can always ask me, and I'll be sure to do my best to help you in any way I can. Didn't expect her to be this nice. Well, to be honest, I don't really know much about any work stuff, but I'll still try to help. Thank you very much. I actually have something. What the hell? She just left. That's way too sudden. Ahem. Our dear Gracie unfortunately has some social issues that need to be worked on.
She's a social justice warrior of some sorts.
Well, that's an understatement. Who leaves in the middle of a conversation? But my gosh, she's beautiful.
Man.
1 hour later.
She's not as nice, I bet.
Is this the other daughter? Can't be. She looks so different. Certainly not as graceful. Luna DeLuca, the beautiful woman with a heart of gold. The eldest daughter of this wonderful place.
Heart of gold, eh? So that's implying she is nice.
Are she and Lady Gracie really related by blood? Of course they are. What a rude thing to ask. I didn't mean to be rude. However, you must admit they look nothing alike. Is that so? Well, he actually is thinking about this now. How can he even think they look like sisters? Aha! Finally. No, I don't see it. They look identical. I give up. Well, enough of this nonsense. Here she comes. You best behave. Lady Luna, how'd your job go? I got it done. As expected, now I'd like to introduce you to our new employee, Mr. Grimm. Hello? Is there something wrong? I'm pretty sure I killed you. Why are you alive? Excuse me?
What part of Harlem is she from?
I don't know.
That accent.
So how are you alive? Luna, you've mistaken him for another. This is our newest member, the one with the contract. Why haven't I heard anything about a guy with a contract? Also, what's so special about this contract? We've already told you about this a couple of times now. Sorry. You're really sure? Of course I'm sure. Like as sure as being able to stick your head into a bucket filled with water and not worrying that it gets stuck kind of sure? Yes? Is that so? That's crazy. You look like a dead guy. He could even be your brother. Well, before he died anyway. Or after? I'm not sure now. Wait, was it your brother? Did I kill your brother? I'm sure it wasn't. I don't have any brothers as far as I'm aware.
My brother.
Phew, I almost made this such a weird situation. Already is. But imagine if it was actually your brother. Then you'd be like, no, why you kill my brother? And I'd be like, it wasn't me, you got it all wrong. I'm shocked you ever could think it was me. Does our friendship mean nothing to you? What's she even talking about? And then we would have had to fight to the death. Glad it ended up like that. Yeah, same. Anyways, good to meet you. Bye. Bye.
Yeah, it'd be a cockfight. I whip mine out. Oh, you don't have one. I guess I win.
Our dear Luna can sometimes be a bit eccentric. But no doubt in my mind, she is crazy. In the past, there have been employees who called her some rather unpleasant words. What did they say? Some nonsense about her mental state. Is he a mind reader? Oh, what happened to him? They went missing. Missing, don't tell me. Did you guys, have anything to do with her disappearance? No, of course not. Yeah, they wouldn't hurt their own people. I hope. But Luna did. Well, enough of that. Let us go inside for now. Hello, sir. Ma'am. Oh, she is definitely not bad looking. I gotta stop thinking like that in a place like this, it's gonna get me killed.
I'm sorry.
Uncle Wilford, how are you?
They all work for the mafia.
Even he calls Wilford uncle? I'm well, thank you. This gentleman is Antonio De Luca, eldest son and the capo bastone of the family. Mr. De Luca, may I present our newest employee, Mr. Grimm. Capo bastone, I'm pretty sure that's the underboss. Well, not a big surprise considering he is the eldest son. Welcome, my friend. I can understand if you're frustrated about the situation you were put in. It's not an easy thing to suddenly be under a contract such as this. But you don't have to worry. You won't be forced into anything you feel uncomfortable with. I'll personally make sure of that.
They'll just kill you.
Thank you, sir. Finally, a normal person and a nice one, too. Not my expectations of someone who is an underboss of a criminal family. And the beautiful and lovely lady there is sir's very own wife. Ooh! No, that's not her name. Isabel De Luca. Welcome. Thank you, ma'am. Where's Joey? Wasn't it him who had pickup duty of our new friend here? I'm pretty sure I assigned that duty to him. Joey was sick, so I personally handled it. What? You the consigliere? That duty is below you, uncle. You should have simply told me and I would have used one of our other guys. Wait, the consigliere? Isn't that the right hand of the boss himself? Why'd he tell me not to call him sir, then? The consigliere is one of the highest-ranking members. Only the boss and underboss are above. Uncle? It's fine. It's no trouble. Grim, I can only imagine the frustration of the driving experience you must have gone through with Uncle Wilfred's driving. Well, it kind of saved us, so I can't complain too much about it. But when did Joey become sick? I had no knowledge of this. I just assumed he was sick due to him not answering. Now I think about it. Did he not die on a mission a while ago? Oh yeah, that's right, forgettable Joey. For some reason, we always tend to forget about him. Poor Joey, may you rest in peace. Poor Joey. Poor Joey. They are acting way too calm considering one of the guys just died. I wonder why. Joey, I may not have known you, but I promise you at least I won't forget you. Well, I don't mean to cut our conversation short. I have some business to attend to. It's nice meeting you, Grim. You may find this weird considering how you ended up here, but I hope you enjoy your stay. Anything wrong? No. It's time for you to meet the boss. Follow me this way. I must leave you here. Once you enter, remember to be on your best behavior. That formal attitude of yours, this is the time to use it. Understood. Knock, knock. You may enter. Ooh, Cordia. That's the boss.
Oh, yeah.
A woman. I didn't think it was allowed for the head of a mafia family to be a woman. And she doesn't really look old. Is she really the mother of two girls I met today? Why is she not saying anything? This is uncomfortable. What should I do? Should I say something, maybe? You look like your father. I know my parents had something to do with my situation here, but it seems like it goes deeper. I wouldn't know, ma'am. He left when I was young. It is true. Just tell me why I'm here. What are you planning? Is it something my parents did? Am I being used for some kind of revenge? Why not just kill me? My mind filled with questions. Thoughts race him, yet the mouth rarely speaks. Very much like your father. Father, even though he left us, I don't know if I hate him. But I do hate what happened after he left. So maybe I do hate him. Because of him leaving, the creature I'm supposed to call mother tried to. No, there's no reason to think about that anymore. All that's in the past. To hell with them both. You seem agitated. My apologies. Wind's coming in cold, ain't it? What is your ambition, ma'am? Your ambitions, tell me. Oh, that was sudden. Never really thought about that. What are my goals? All I ever wanted to be was as far away from my mother and just live? My studies? Nah, I merely did those to fit in, to be normal. To be happy, I think. Damn, I said that without thinking. Is that even an ambition? So stupid, I should have said something impressive instead. To be successful? I don't know. What's with that question anyway? That's a good ambition. Very much. Unlike your father. For some reason that makes me happy. Can't explain why. A compliment or that I don't resemble my father? Maybe both. You may leave now. Tell Wilfred I desire to speak with him. Yes, ma'am. That was short. I'm surprised I did not expect Lady Cordia to be talking with you for such a long time. That was long? Didn't feel like a long time. For her, that was a long time. She's not a very talkative person. She must have been interested in you. She said to tell you she wishes to speak with you. Now wait here. I'll return shortly to take you to the servants' quarters. For now, I need to speak with Lady Cordia. Understood. What was the point of those questions? What's the point of keeping me here? But for some reason, I find myself drawn to her. I'm not sure why. Her appearance? Looks? Simple curiosity? I don't know myself, really.
I think the looks would have done it right there.
I'm probably just too tired. Been a long day. She is a looker. Also, I need to remember she's the one who put me in this situation. I should hate her.
You don't know what the situation is yet.
5 minutes later. Yeah, it wasn't going to be long. There's been a slight change of plans. Due to Lady Cordia's wishes, you'll be staying and sleeping in the house. Huh? Is that normal for a servant? Do not think about normalities in your situation. Just accept it and move on. Now follow me. The room you've been assigned to was used as a girl's favorite bathroom. They'll be saddened by this news, but this is the will of Lady Cordia. Bathroom? I'm going to sleep in a bathroom? I knew there was something going on. I was right on hating her.
I'm the bathroom guy.
There ain't no bathroom now.
Yeah, we just piss on the floor and we have the servants clean it up. It's
hilarious. Oh, wow, this is my room? Everything in this room is yours. The laptop is for your use only. There's a TV as well, so you should have no problem. So you should have what you need when you're not on duty. Do all the servants have a room such as this? I have a bed and TV as well. I also have a pool. Not what I asked. So this is what is meant. He meant by the bathroom. It's only some curtains separating the room from the bathroom. Still, he should have rephrased that better. If something in the bathroom breaks, it'll be taken out your salary. Also, you're free to upgrade the bathroom and your room as you desire, so long as it doesn't cause any disturbance within the rest of the house. If you wish for some privacy in the bathroom, you need to lock the door in your room. The bathroom cannot be locked because of the curtains.
Obviously.
What? Those curtains do not have the functionality of being locked. What kinds of curtains can be locked?
I wish I knew.
Why? Why am I getting such a room and not living in the servants' quarters? Such is the wishes of the lady. None of this makes sense. What is she planning? Must be some reason for this. You seem to have a hard time trusting our dear lady, am I correct? Trust, is he for real? They're all criminals and I have absolutely no idea what's going on. I trust her, of course. I just find this situation a bit out of ordinary is all. I'm happy to hear that. I can assure you Lady Cordia has no grand plan of trickery with this gesture. This is not her. That is not her way. Ah, I almost forgot. Here's $100. She does not wish your start here to be plagued with money issues. I believe that's all.
$1,992, $100?
Right. Tomorrow your duties begin. Rest for now. It's still early. What am I supposed to do?
You gotta.
Couple hours later. I thought that I would at least have a better idea of what the hell's going on after I arrived, but I'm simply more confused than ever. What's she planning? Why bring me here? How come she knew so much about my father? What are my duties? No one's actually managed to explain that to me. Too many questions, Grim. I should focus on what's in front of me and what I can do about what I know. First of all, contracts. I assume they're not like ordinary contracts. I need to get all the information on how contracts work in the Mafia. And if there's a way to break out of one. Afterwards, I should get on the good side of the family. Can only imagine that'd be helpful. Especially the two daughters, they seem to be around my age. If I can win them over, I should have a big advantage somehow down the line. Hopefully, it's as easy as it sounds. I mean, one is best shit crazy, and the other is a girl who lacks social skills? Oh well, how hard can it be? I should get some sleep. Tomorrow it begins. My DeLuca life. Hi. Hi. It's a nice morning, I guess. How long you been standing there? Don't know. I'm not good at keeping track of time. They gave me a watch once and made me really good at it. Then I lost the watch. Why don't you get a new one? Don't know.
Got really good at... Or did you get really good at reading a watch?
So, mommy issues? What? You kept saying mom and that hurts. I see. Can you move it a bit? I need to get up. So what can I help you with? It's more what I can do for you. I've been appointed the duty of showing you around the house. Choices can affect relationships and how some situations play out. You'd be warned about any game-changing choices. A lot of times it'll be special color choice if the requirement isn't met. What do you say? Want my amazing house tour? Yes, that'd be nice. Or no thanks.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Awesome.
It's an offer you can't refuse.
Follow me. Well, damn!
Fuck yeah. There's a Thompson. Look like.
We start off with this amazing room. My room. This looks like a room in an asylum, minus the guns. Why is the bed in the middle? Artistic reasons. Don't you mean... Autistic
reason? That's what I was thinking.
How is that artistic? It just is. As the saying goes, another man's simple bed in the middle is another girl's bleeding heart. Who said that? Probably someone smart. I'm 100% certain that she's just rambling random words. You think there's something wrong with my room? It's a nice room, it's an interesting room, or it's a weird room?
It's an interesting room.
Definitely is. Anyways, let's move on. Oh, and you're free to come to my room if you need me. That's if I'm here. If not, really? You better stay away.
Anytime.
Because that'd be trespassing.
I feel
and
like...
And that's illegal. Got it.
Showing up randomly in a room with a girl with a bunch of guns.
Yeah.
Someone's there.
Welcome to the pink room.
Bang, bang, bang.
This is my cute little sister's room. Hi there.
You didn't come in here.
Kind of expected this room to look like this. Every Nothing day. Special, to be honest. Just the average girl in an average room. Rude. I'm just messing with you, little sis. Stop calling me little sis. There's only 1 year between us. Anyway, Grim, this is Gracie. We've already met. She's surprisingly smart, but also not very smart. Basically, she's the smartest stupid girl you'll ever meet. Smartest stupid girl? What does that even mean? And she's incredibly beautiful.
Don't worry your simple little head.
But that beauty is kind of ruined by her incredibly huge forehead. Luna, there's nothing wrong with my forehead. She's so cute when she gets angry.
I don't spell very good.
Notice how she twists her mouth and puffs her cheeks up. Just like a kid. I don't even care. I'm proud of how I look. I'm not ashamed of any parts of me. No matter what other people may think. Like Oscar Wilde said, to love oneself is the beginning of a lifelong romance. Don't say that while covering your forehead.
Didn't Grim. She remind you of the freak from Goonies?
Grim, you must agree with me here. For a pretty girl, she's got a pretty big forehead, right? I don't really think it's huge. I don't know, or I think you're pretty as well.
I think you're both pretty.
Yeah? That was so random. Nah, we ain't fitting to do that. See, he doesn't think I got a big forehead. Grim, I must say, you're one hell of a guy. To break 1 in 10 commandments was such a huge lie. To risk damnation simply not to hurt an innocent girl's heart. What a guy. Luna. Yes, sweet sister? Leave. Now. Jeez, fine. Let's go, Grim. This room is Antonio and Isabel's room. Again, nothing special. Just the average husband and wifey room. Is that a picture of you? Yep, I paid a lot for it. Too much, actually. To be honest, I think I got screwed over. Why is the picture here? Because I made a bet with Antonio, which is probably, as you can probably figure out, I won. Isabel was not happy with that, but my brother's a man of his word, hasn't taken down the picture since. Very admirable, indeed. Now, we talked about the most important part of the room, let's move on. living room, mainly used by Gracie and me. She does this thing where she flexes her body here. Yoga? Yeah, she also dances, well, she tries to.
Bodybuilding.
I do the more normal human thing here. I watch movies and take naps. Next room, follow me, sir. This is the food area. Without this place, we'd be dead. Respect this place. I will. Good. Next room. Entrance. People enter from outside to be inside via this place. I think she's getting bored. Next room. You usually find Wilfred here, guarding Mother. Waste of time, to be honest. No one's gonna attack and be like, let's go through the front door. Anyways, if you need any missions, just come here and talk with Wilfred. He'll hook you up. Also, he can get you the stuff you need. Just give him money and he'll tell you what you want. Tell him what you want. Next.
Man.
Mother's room. Boring room. Let's go.
Where all the magic happens.
This room looks nothing like any of the others. Actually, it doesn't even look like a room from this time period. Here's where we gather and eat. Mother's very keen on having us all together every day. Family unity and all that. Of course, it's all bull and a facade. Moving on. I think we got it all. May have missed a room or two, but you'll get to them eventually. Okay. You don't really say much. You shy? Just a bit overwhelmed by everything going on right now. I see. But thank you for the tour. Well, you're very welcome. She's nice. I like her.
Might be like those in prison school where they're nice. They're not nice.
No, you are now in the free roaming part of the game. Here you can do mission side quests, relationship building, and loot actions.
Lewd.
The continue button will move the story forward. Sometimes specific requirements are needed to continue the story. Help screen, journal, character information, and personal stats. Help screen contains help and tips and stat explanations. The journal contains quest info. More so, it contains an event tab in which you can keep track of all the events in the game so far you have done and have yet to do. Character info contains all information regarding the main characters. It's good to check it from time to time, as it contains some inner dialogues of the characters that change depending on several factors like story progression and quest progression. You continue the lobby music here. Do note, the muting lobby music will not mute the music that plays through the events and story sections. To mute all the music in the game, we know. It's not recommended to mute the music in the game if you want the full experience. No, we're not going to do that. Okay, so it's similar to being a dick, but oh look, you have... Okay, so the girls actually determine whether or not the girls are in their rooms. You see that there's a girl in the room, there's a girl in the room.
Okay.
But when they're not in the room, you know.
Hey, you want to do some weird shit?
So we can go into your room, the boss entrance, the living room, or continue the story. We're not going to continue the story. But we are going to see if you guys are interested in this big adventure, because I am going to buy this game eventually. As soon as it releases for the other platforms, I think he's probably looking at GOG. He's looking at itch.io. He definitely said it was going to come. It's been 27 days. Is the game... Yeah, it is. The game is on Steam. The 1.0 is on Steam. Right now, that's like the only fucking place you can get the 1.0, except for, you know, that place we don't talk about. But, the place we all know but don't talk about. Yeah. Anyway, yeah. Pick it up on Steam right now if you want the full 1.0 version. This version is free on itch.io right now. So you can just get 8.3 if you want to try it out. That's what we're doing here. We're just trying out a free version of the game that is still in progress at this time. And of course, the full season, once again, Steam. I mean, look, guys, I would tell you itch.io for the full version and GOG for the full version or other sites for the full version, but they're not there yet. I just looked at the dev notes 27 days ago, and it's gonna be a while. But, that's the DeLuca sisters. The DeLuca family, rather. And I'm kinda interested, because this is altogether different. This isn't space or futuristic cyberpunk stuff. It's not high school. It's not high school stuff. It's not not high school. It's not college stuff. It's not, you know, it's different. This is mafia. So this is the one we haven't seen before. This is a little different.
Yeah,
and it contains some gory scenes. So obviously we're going to be doing some hits. So this is kind of cool. I'm interested in it. I like AVNs that really try to do something different. Because there's only so many times you can do sex college. I'm sorry. I mean, that's fun.
Oh,
but it's...
there's never enough times you can do sex college.
Lord.
Boy, I'd get my master's if I could. I just can't afford it.
At any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I'm out on Grimm's Uncanny Valley. And maybe later, and if you guys like it, we will do more of the DeLuca family. I'm out.
Or sex college.
We're not gonna do no more
Part
sex
10.
College.
No.